dropping my daughter to school this morning, and my little boy, I turned to my daughter and I said, "Do you know what day today is?" And she said, "No." And I said to her, "This day 10 years ago, I was diagnosed with cancer." And she went, "10? You mean 4? And I said, "Oh God, yeah, I mean 4. And I said, "A Freudian slip." And we kind of looked at each other and I said, "Wouldn't it be great if I was sitting, dropping you to schools, saying this day 10 years ago?" And she said, "What age will I be?" And I said, "You'll be 20, because she's 14 soon. And I said, "Well, it's of course it's possible, very possible that I'll be here when you're 20, that when you're 30, you never know. But it's amazing how you, it's not that you start to wish your life away, but you start to wish, well, I want to be here for this and I want to be here for that." And I remember when I was diagnosed this day 4 years ago, thinking, God, my first thoughts were the kids, what am I going to do? I mean, every child deserves to have their mum and dad as long as they can. And my two were 9 and 2.5 when I was diagnosed. And I started to do what I suppose plea bargain with God, going, if you just let me be here for Cahill's first day at school and let me seek Emma's confirmation. And then those days came and I was here and I'm here. Then let me be here for Emma's first day at secondary school, or for her first boyfriend, or, you know, for her first kind of, I suppose, achievements and successes and the various things that she's in. And I've been here for those, and I've been here for so much more in the last 4 years. I feel like I've packed a lifetime into the last 4 years. So, not more to say. I'm driving towards Cavan at the moment, going up for work. It's kind of nice that I'm going to see my mum and dad today on the 4th anniversary of, I suppose, in a way, a new life, a changed life, a life that never be the same again. When Dr. Wall said to me, "You've got myeloma and there's no cure." And they are tough, tough words to hear when you're 38 and just starting to enjoy life and be comfortable and start to make all sorts of plans and dreams. And I suppose for a long time I was afraid I'd be defined forever as a sick person, and, you know, that I wouldn't be able to do all the stuff that I was doing before. But I'm glad to say, not only am I doing all the stuff I was doing before, I'm doing so much more than I ever imagined. So anybody who's maybe listening to this, who's got somebody they know who's just been diagnosed with any kind of cancer, there is life after cancer. There's loads of living with cancer, and there's so much hope out there. So I'm saying happy 4th anniversary, and going to give my other stem cells a little wave the next time I pass by James's hospital, tell them to sit tight, hoping not to need them for a good while. So anyway, talk to you soon.